This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At your service, this is Johnny Rambo. Jody Sowell is here. He's the president of the Missouri Historical Society. Jody, welcome to KMOX again. How you doing?
Johnny Rabbit, it's always good to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. You were on TV again this morning. I missed it, unfortunately. I don't know.
I missed it. I missed it, too. That's okay.
How often do you do those on Channel 4? I mean, do you record them a whole bunch at a time?
Yeah. So we do a STL History Minute every Sunday on CBS Sunday morning. Rolls out every Sunday. We shoot those in batches, but, you know, each one is just 60 seconds of a story about my favorite city.
Yep, I'm going to rewind, so to speak, so I can hear what you did. Well, what's going on there is the St. Louis Sound Exhibition, which has been going on for, when did that start anyway? It's a year and a half?
Exactly. It's been open for about a year and a half, but we always know there are some people who put things off to the last minute, and the last minute has arrived.
Yes, it has.
Because it is going to close on January 22nd.
Oh, my goodness, it is here.
So, it is here, believe it or not.
And people, this is really, there's never been anything quite like this as far as the sound of St. Louis before.
I think you're right. Never sort of this. Grouping of talent brought together and stories told in one exhibit. You know, you will see artifacts from Scott Joplin and Josephine Baker and Oliver Sane and Fontella Bass and Tina Turner and Miles Davis and Clark Terry and Chuck Berry and Johnny Johnson and Uncle Tupelo and Willie Mae, Ford Smith and Nellie. That's a pretty good lineup, Johnny Rabbit, of talent all coming from St. Louis. I mean, can you imagine American popular music history without those people?
No, you can't. It is amazing when people really don't think about it. Oh, I don't know who was from St. Louis. I'll say, oh, Chuck Berry. but pretty soon you say, wait a minute, there's a lot more. There's a lot of depth. And there are other exhibits in here. Again, January 22nd, that is almost here. It's free, too, so I can't think of any reason not to see it. I hope you get big crowds there. As you said, a lot of people wait to the last minute. Oh, I'll go eventually. Well, you've got to do it.
You know, we are going to have a great St. Louis Sound concert on January 19th at 6:30. It's going to be sort of St. Louis musician all-stars from today, led by Jeremiah Allen, playing the hits of Fontella Bass and Donny Hathaway and David Peaston and Miles Davis. So people are also going to want to come for that. They can learn about both at mohistory.org.
And the concert, is that indoors, outdoors?
Yep, that's at the Lee Auditorium on Thursday night. It's part of our Thursday Nights at the Museum series every Thursday night. We're open a little bit late, and we always have a happy hour from 5:30 to 6:30, and then 6:30 to 8, a main stage production. Sometimes it's a concert, sometimes it's a lecture, sometimes it's a panel discussion, sometimes it's a film screening, but you know that every Thursday night you can come to the History Museum and we will have something fun and engaging and perspective shaping for you to see.
Jody, how many people have seen the St. Louis Sound exhibition to date?
You know, I think it's more than 150,000 at this point.
Wow.
It's just been a huge run. So many people are excited to see it. So, and as always, we will get a lot of people right at the end.
Sure.
You know, we should mention that there is a certain top hat with rabbit ears in that exhibit as well.
So there is.
You might know the history of that, but, you know, we do also talk about the importance of radio DJs taking you back all the way to the very beginning.
Right.
You know, I know that you also have a little feature about your history in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And
that's true.
The thing that I love most is when people come out of this St. Louis Sound exhibit and say, that's as good as the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's as good as the Country Music Hall of Fame. I've heard that often. Part of that is a testament to the Missouri History Museum staff, but part of it is also just a recognition of how much musical talent came out of this city.
Now, what's going to happen with the artifacts that are on display? Do they go into the archives there at the Historical Society?
Yeah, you know, this one really was a community-built effort. So lots of these artifacts came from the families of some of these legends. So the families of Fontella Bass or Nellie Studio or the family of David Peaston. And so a lot of them will go back to folks. Some of them came to us from all across the country. So from Stax in Memphis or from the Tina Turner childhood home in Eastern Tennessee. And, you know, one of those artifacts that I really should mention, because it is one of those you want to say you had a chance to see, the oldest piece of recorded sound that we can still hear today was recorded about 6 months after Edison invented the phonograph right here in downtown St. Louis. You can see that tinfoil and hear the recording from it. Oldest piece of recorded music that you can still hear today, you'll see it in this exhibit. But once the exhibit closes, it has to go back to its home in a museum in Schenectady, New York. So when I say this is a sort of once-in-a-lifetime chance, it really is for many people who live in this region.
Now, all of that's going to go, and it's going to be this big exhibition space. How are you going to fill it again?
Yeah, we always look forward to the next one, right? We always look forward to filling these with new St. Louis stories. So opening on April 8th will be a new exhibit about St. Louis's soccer history and how St. Louis really should be considered a soccer capital. You may have heard, Johnny Rabbit, that there is a new soccer team coming to town. They're going to have their inaugural season this year. Everyone's excited about St. Louis City SC. But we're the place where you can come and learn about St. Louis's rich soccer history. So that opens on April 8th.
That's great. Jody, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
I always appreciate getting the chance to talk to you.
We'll talk again soon. Thank you, Jody. Jody Sowell, the president, benevolent president, that is, of the Missouri Historical Society, Johnny Rabbit, KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Johnny Rabbit at your service. Two famous people in St. Louis history are represented in one beautiful place, a wonderful place, and that's the Field House Museum, or, as some people still say, the Eugene Field House. Nobody knows more about it than our guest who is right here, and that's their director, Stephanie Bliss. Oh, big, well, we don't have a studio audience. I can just hear the thunderous applause right now, Stephanie. Well, thank you for coming in to tell us about what's going on at the Field House Museum. You're doing okay?
Yes, thank you for having me here.
You bet. Now, the house has had a little issue like we've had at our radio station. What happened?
As many people across St. Louis had recently, we had an unexpected issue with a break in the sprinkler system. Unfortunately, it froze and burst, and we've had some damages to the 1845 historic home. That's a national landmark.
Yeah, so. 1845, national
yes.
landmark.
Yes.
But it's being restored. I mean, you're going to be able to get it all back maybe even better than ever.
Yeah, we've restored it multiple times, and we're going to get it back in shape. Unfortunately, the pipe that burst was in the attic, so there are multiple floors of work that needs to be done, but we are working with lots of individuals who will get us in tip-top shape again.
Now, when are you going to be reopened? It's going to be a while, I would imagine.
Yeah, unfortunately, these things take time, as many construction jobs do, and we don't have an exact timeline. However, one of the things that I do hope to do is that we have a 4,000 square foot museum expansion, and that could be softly reopened before the historic house can be.
So. They are connected, but they're separate. I mean, they're there, but so the museum, I mean, it's a beautiful place. You've got a lot of parking now, which is also really good, really important.
Yes, we do. Yep. So, and it's free parking for guests of the museum. So when we do reopen, you can come down, park right where we're at, and come in and see the beautiful exhibits.
Stephanie, how long have you been there?
Oh, goodness. In one capacity or another, I have been with the museum since 2010.
Mm-hmm. So. What did you do before?
Before? I was in school.
Were you really? Where?
Yes. So I went to Southeast Missouri State. They have a beautiful program in historic preservation, which I got my degree from.
That's great. I had no idea about that.
Yeah. And then I came up here for my internship. I worked at the museum for my internship, was hired on part-time. Then I became full-time assistant director and then director.
Now, we talked at the beginning of this segment about two notables represented by that place. Who are the two notables?
Yeah, so there's two really cool guys who have an impact on not only St. Louis history, but our nation as a whole. And the first one is Eugene Field. He was born in the house in 1850, and he grew up to be a newspaper columnist and a poet, and he is considered the poet of childhood. So for some of you folks, you might remember his poem, Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod, or The Gingham Dog and Calico Cat. Those are two of his most famous poems, but he wrote many of them. And then as a newspaper columnist, he was very impactful in the fact that he is one of the first syndicated newspaper columnists, and he is one of the first to have his own personal column where he could write about anything and everything, and he took full advantage of it. He poked fun at politicians, he wrote about the weather, sports, whatever was on his mind that day. I like to say that he was one of the first original bloggers, but in paper form.
It's like Joe Holloman today in the Post-Dispatch.
Yes, exactly.
That type of thing. Well, and then who is the other famous person beside Eugene?
So while Eugene was growing up, his father, Roswell, was making an impact as well. He was an attorney here in St. Louis, and while he mostly did land suits, he took on the Dred Scott case, and he changed the court case in order to propel it up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And that obviously made an impact in our nation, being the catalyst to the Civil War.
And so his office is replicated there in the building?
Yeah, so the what we call the library was Roswell's office. He also had one, which would have been at the south foot of the arch. However, being that you would have walked or ridden a horse there every day, it was quite a commute. So, you know, he did work at home, most notably when he asked his friend Montgomery Blair to represent the Scots in Washington, D.C., out in front of the Supreme Court.
The first exhibition you're planning. What is planning? Maybe that's just a good word because we don't know. What is the first exhibition?
Right. So we have many exhibitions planned, are in the process of planning. So one of them is going to be an exhibit from the Charles Schulz Museum. It is going to be about his life and then also the Snoopy characters. We have that coming this year. We have an exhibit called Poems of Childhood that will be about Eugene's most famous book of poetry. That we actually received a grant from the Missouri Humanities Council to help produce that. And then another exhibit will be the St. Louis Browns baseball exhibit.
Oh, that's good. Ed Wheatley was here just last week talking about that, and he's the guy for it.
Yes,
he is so excited.
We are excited to have him. We, you know, hope to have an exhibit opening, lots of presenters, events throughout the exhibit, and then something at the end to kind of wrap up the exhibit as well.
When is that going to be running from when to when?
So tentatively, it is March through September.
So. It's all about the Browns, and it's great because you're right there at the stadium.
Yeah. And, you know, we have a tie-in because Eugene, like I said, wrote about sports. He loved baseball. He was a fan of the White Stockings. And, you know, he wrote about it when they made moves and player trades, and he got upset about it. So, you know, we have a baseball tie-in at our museum as well.
Now, when did it become an actual landmark? What year was that?
Well, so when the house opened to the public, it was in 1936.
And how did that happen? How did it work?
That happened when a gentleman, another newspaper columnist named Irving Dilliard, came and wrote an article about how Eugene's house in Denver was being saved, and we were tearing down his birthplace.
Uh-huh.
So Jesse P. Henry of Daniel and Henry Insurance, who's still here today in St. Louis, he came and he found out that the house, the property was owned by the St. Louis Public Schools. So he compelled the public schools to save the one unit and tear down the other units on what it was called Walsh's Row. And so the St. Louis Public Schools ran the site for many years. The hands changed over to the St. Louis Landmarks, and then St. Louis Landmarks changed us into a not-for-profit, which we still are today.
What is the location, exact location?
Yeah, so we're at 634 South Broadway. It's one block south of Busch Stadium on Broadway. You've probably walked past it numerous times on the way to a baseball game. So we're right here in the heart of downtown.
And people going to the see a baseball game park there? I mean, there'd be a fee, obviously.
Yeah. We open up our parking lot during the baseball season for people to park to go to the game since it's such a wonderful location.
And
most times we are open, so if you know you're coming down, you come in a little early, you can stop in and see us before you go to the game.
What's it cost to visit the house?
So general admission is $10. It includes all of our exhibits, and it includes a guided tour of the historic house.
Now, what about the people that work there? How many staff members do you have?
We are a very small staff. We have four staff members currently.
But you have a lot of volunteers, I
assume. We do base a lot of our work on volunteers who come in. They can be docents. They can help us with exhibit research and creating all sorts of things, education. So we really depend on people helping us out because we do not receive any sort of government income. We're not part of the ZMD. we apply for grants, but as a small staff, we can only get so much. So we really depend on people's helping us out, whether it's through coming in and taking a tour, becoming a member of the museum, or making a donation.
Now, well, you have a website, that easy website to...
Yeah, it is fieldhousemuseum.org.
Couldn't be easier than that, fieldhousemuseum.org. Yeah. Find out more about it. Maybe be a member. Maybe be a volunteer. If you're interested in historic preservation, presentations, and you have lectures, concerts, too?
We have a speaker series and author talks so far. So we've had lots of people both locally and throughout the nation. Last year, we actually had a couple speakers from Europe who spoke on one of our exhibits called Bagatelle, which is the precursor to pinball. So.
Well, what about the money? Where do you get the money for all this? But I mean, it's got to be more than the membership.
But like you said, it's generous donations from individuals from St. Louis throughout the country, admission dollars, people buying items in our gift shop.
Aha, the gift shop. Yeah, that's always good.
Yes, we are a unique boutique.
Yep, you are. That's for sure. Podcasts. Have you done any podcasts about the museum?
We have not done many podcasts.
But you've done some.
We have a couple YouTube videos on our YouTube page. So.
Oh, okay. That's something. Yeah, I forgot about that. YouTube page to find out about that. Of course, COVID must have been a big problem.
So actually, for us, COVID impacted us in the sense that we did have to eliminate some of our staff. But being a small institution, we were able to work with the city to open up fairly quickly and keep our doors open to the public for most of the time. So while some of the other institutions had a harder time, it wasn't that it was necessarily easy for us.
But
we managed pretty well. I mean, we kept our speaker series virtual at the time, so that was good. And we... we've created new events, too, that we are working on.
But how many people visit there on a typical month?
Ooh, a typical, well, about a year, we get about 5,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the time we get people coming in from out of state when they're downtown for conventions or visiting the city. So, and then we get homeschool groups as well.
Oh, I bet. Sure.
Yeah.
Now, what about the music? Eugene Field's music. Do you have anything to do with the songs he wrote?
Yeah, so Eugene's poems were put to music. We actually had a concert a few years ago where a couple local St. Louis singers recorded his songs, and so we have that in our gift shop. And we'll kind of go into that when we do our exhibit Poems of Childhood. We want to showcase the different ways that Eugene's work were interpreted and how they were loved by many. So you'll see artwork, you'll hear the words, and you'll get to even create your own version of his works.
Oh, how interesting. And you have books, too, I would imagine, for sale in the gift shop. Yeah. But don't go now because that's not open yet. When do you plan to open the museum section?
Not yet. I hope to reopen with a soft opening in March.
Okay, that's not too far off.
No, it's not too far.
Hopefully in time for the Browns, because they're anxious to come back. They're 70th year since they left St. Louis.
We are definitely going to make that exhibit work. We've worked with Ed Wheatley before, and he's just great. And we went to their last luncheon last year, mm-hmm. and everybody there was very welcoming and very excited to have our exhibit, and we're excited to have it. So we definitely want to push forward in making all of our exhibits happen.
Well, good. You'll do it. I know you will. And it's great that you're here to talk to us about it. So people know that, don't go right now because you hear this. Well, I'm going to go down there next week, but you won't get in unless you want to do some work. I guess you can put them to work.
You can give us a call and we can see if we have a spot for you to help out with collections work.
Stephanie, thank you. Stephanie Bliss. We appreciate your coming here today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And when the time comes, we will let you know when the door is open again so you can go and see a place that maybe you've never been. And if you were there, maybe you were there when you were like in grade school years and years and years ago. It's changed. It's expanded. There's a lot more there. And it is really one of the great attractions of downtown St. Louis. This is Johnny Rabbit. And we're on KMOX. We are at your service. That's Johnny Rabbit at your service, 25 minutes until 3. Marissa San... Okay, Sanbothy, is
San
that...
Sanbothy.
Uh-huh. What kind of name? Where does that come from? I can't place the nationality of the
name. It's so German. It is a German last name. They were all over Missouri, so...
I'll be darned.
Yeah, if you meet a Sanbothy, I can guarantee you that I am related somehow, some way. We're a big old German clan who's been in Missouri for a while.
Oh, that's great. Marissa is with Oasis. Oasis, you're the education director, and for those who don't know... What is Oasis? A brief explanation.
My elevator speech, of course.
Yes.
So Oasis, we are a nonprofit organization that's actually national, but headquartered here in St. Louis. And we do a lot of great programming for older adults. So our mission is kind of three-pronged. So we work on volunteering opportunities. We have lifelong learning opportunities, as well as health and wellness, literacy. So we make sure to cover the gamut.
How do you put all these things together? Where do you? I mean, there are some of this. What? How many? Like 38-page catalog, something like that. I mean, there's a lot of programs.
Thank you. Yes, we definitely work hard as a team to put them all together. I am part of a great team who kind of we divide and conquer. So my main focus as the education manager is I do all of the arts and humanities programs.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the fun, you know, philosophy, art, history, all that good stuff. I get to kind of touch a lot of those different programs. And then we have a fantastic health team who works on all of, again, the wellness programs and exercise. And then our major aspect of volunteerism with Oasis is tutoring. And we have a great tutoring team as well.
That sounds great. But let me, first off, people want to know about Oasis. I heard about it. It sounds good. How do you get involved? How do you get the catalog, or where do you get the information?
Perfect. So there's lots of different ways to reach us. Our website is stloasis.org. If you're looking to register for a class, it's 314-862-4859, extension 24. We'll put you into our office. Worst comes to worst, you go online and you Google St. Louis Oasis. It'll be the first one that pops up.
Good. Tomorrow, we got a big event coming tomorrow.
We sure do.
What is that?
Well, I know you're going to be the front and center man for this one. It's a class called The Front Row. Do you want to speak more about it? We're excited to have you.
Oh, I'm happy to do it. But I've also brought something here that maybe we could give to the attendees tomorrow. There's an interesting composite. It's a list, a very long list. Not all of the theaters that used to be in St. Louis. Some of the theaters are still around.
Wow.
And they come from, I just did this sort of at random. Read a couple of theaters, see where they are.
Let's see. We have Melvin, Melba.
The Melvin was on Chippewa. That building is still there. The Melba on South Grand, and they would, the office building that was in front of the auditorium is still there, but the auditorium was torn down. And the original marquee is now at the Melba Theater in DeSoto, Missouri.
Really? I know there's another one, a Cinderella. I recognize that. That's on Cherokee Street, isn't
it? Right, Cherokee Street.
I remember that's a beautiful building.
It is a beautiful building, and that's another one of those buildings. And a lot of theaters were not just the theater. This was an office building in front of it, and that is a big arched window in front that has Cinderella at the northwest corner of Cherokee in Iowa. Cinderella had originally been a roller skating rink.
Really?
So a lot of theaters, and there are some today. There's one on the hill called the Family Theater, just a little bit on the south side of Shaw, west of Kings Highway. Now it's a private residence. It's been totally redone. I haven't been in, but I'm told it's absolutely beautiful.
I love that. I love that they have all these different lives and different iterations.
Yeah, right, right.
Here's a name that I think all St. Louisans will be familiar with, The Fox.
I've heard about that.
Yeah. As a theater, movie theater?
Yeah, I heard there's such a thing here. But there are most of these are, you know, they're neighborhoods.
Sure, sure.
Every neighborhood had a theater. Every neighborhood had a bakery or whatever. Mm. I mean, it was pretty darn amazing. And some of these were... Actually, fairly large for a small, you know, 500, 600, 700 seat theaters.
Mm.
Always one screen. A lot of them, there were air domes and all that. This is the kind of stuff we're going to talk about tomorrow, though.
Sure, sure.
That's at 10:30, runs till 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be at Oasis, which is at the center of Clayton. Now, how do you tell people, okay, here's where the center of Clayton is?
Oh, my gosh, if I had a nickel for every time I had that question. No, so our address is 50 Gay Avenue. It is the Clayton Community Center, essentially. So the city of Clayton, and we are located on the second floor. So if you walk in and you don't see a sign, you just go ahead and ask the front desk, and we will. They'll get you up to our classrooms.
Now, this is very different than the programs I do at the Missouri History Museum in a theater. This is in a classroom.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And, there could be 10 people, it could be 15 people, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can handle a few more. Maybe some people would like to join us tomorrow. Can they still do it?
Absolutely, yeah. The registration is available online, or again, that phone number, give us a call and come on in. And worst comes to worst, you just pop on in. We can get you registered on the spot.
We're happy to do it. Just get there a little before 10:30. Mm-hmm. Go to get in. That's tomorrow. There's free parking. It's easy to park. It's easy to find. The number again is area code 314-862-4859. 862-4859, and you'll want extension 24. Just leave your message. If nobody answers it, they'll be glad to get right back to you. How many locations are there beside the for Oasis in the St. Louis area?
A great question. So our main house is, if you will, is the center of Clayton. That's where a lot of our programs run. And we also have a great partnership with a living facility in Clayton. So I would say a quick 7-minute drive from the city of Clayton called the Clarendale. And it's, again, a residence, and they have a beautiful campus, and they allow us to do some classes in there as well. And a great spot. We have some... we're looking to actually bring some more locations across to different areas. So we're looking to go out a little bit full steam ahead in Chesterfield and even down in Webster moving forward. So keep your eyes peeled. We're going to be all over.
Clarendale, that's a big, tall building there that's been built at Hanley and Clayton Road. Is Keith still there? I
think. He sure is.
Yeah, Keith Kohler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a delight to work with.
He used to work right in this building on the second floor.
Really?
When he was Creative Producers Group.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
That's Johnny Rabbit at your service, 25 minutes until 3. Marissa San... Okay, Sanbothy.
Sanbothy.
Uh-huh. What kind of name? Where does that come from? I can't place the nationality of the
name. It's so German. It's a German last name. They were all over Missouri. So,
I'll be darned.
Yeah, if you meet a Sanbothy, I can guarantee you that I am related somehow, some way. We're a big old German clan who's been in Missouri for a while.
Oh, that's great. Marissa is with Oasis. Oasis, you're the education director, and for those who don't know, what is Oasis? A brief explanation.
My elevator speech, of course.
Yes.
So Oasis, we are a nonprofit organization that's actually national, but headquartered here in St. Louis. And we do a lot of great programming for older adults. So and our mission is kind of three-pronged. So we work on volunteering opportunities. We have lifelong learning opportunities, as well as health and wellness, literacy. So we make sure to cover the gamut.
How do you put all these things together? Where do you? I mean, there are some of this. What? How many? Like 38-page catalog, something like that. I mean, there's a lot of programs.
Thank you. Yes, we definitely work hard as a team to put them all together. I am part of a great team who kind of we divide and conquer. So my main focus as the education manager is I do all of the arts and humanities programs.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the fun, you know, philosophy, art, history, all that good stuff. I get to kind of touch a lot of those different programs. And then we have a fantastic health team who works on all of, again, the wellness programs and exercise. And then our major aspect of volunteerism with Oasis is tutoring. And we have a great tutoring team as well.
That sounds great. But let me, first off, people want to know about Oasis. I heard about it. It sounds good. How do you get involved? How do you get the catalog, or where do you get the information?
Perfect. So you can. There's lots of different ways to reach us. Our website is stloasis.org. If you're looking to register for a class, it's 314-862-4859, extension 24. We'll put you into our office. Worst comes to worst, you go online and you Google St. Louis Oasis. It'll be the first one that pops up.
Good. Tomorrow. So, hey, tomorrow, we got a big event coming tomorrow.
Sure do.
What is that?
Well, I know you're going to be the front and center man for this one. It's a class called The Front Row. Do you want to speak more about it? We're excited to have you.
Oh, I'm happy to do it. But I've also brought something here that maybe we could give to the attendees tomorrow. There's an interesting composite. It's a list, a very long list. Not all of the theaters that used to be in St. Louis. Some of the theaters are still around.
Wow.
And they come from, I just did this sort of at random. Read a couple of theaters, see where they are.
Let's see. We have Melvin, Melba.
The Melvin was on Chippewa. That building is still there. The Melba on South Grand, and they would, the office building that was in front of the auditorium is still there, but the auditorium was torn down. And the original marquee is now at the Melba Theater in DeSoto, Missouri.
Really? I know there's another one of Cinderella. I recognize that. That's on Cherokee Street, isn't it?
Right, Cherokee Street.
I remember that's a beautiful building.
It is a beautiful building, and that's another one of those buildings. And a lot of theaters were not just the theater. This was an office building in front of it, and that is a big arched window in front that has Cinderella at the northwest corner of Cherokee in Iowa. Cinderella had originally been a roller skating rink.
Really?
So a lot of theaters, and there are some today. There's one on the hill called the Family Theater, just a little bit west of, on the south side of Shaw, west of Kings Highway. Now it's a private residence. It's been totally redone. I haven't been in, but I'm told it's absolutely beautiful.
I love that. I love that they have all these different lives and different iterations.
Yeah, right.
Here's a name that I think all St. Louisans will be familiar with, The Fox.
I've heard about that.
Yeah. As a theater? Movie theater?
Yeah, I heard there's such a thing here. But there are some of the, most of these are, you know, they're neighborhoods.
Sure.
Every neighborhood had a theater. Every neighborhood had a bakery or whatever. Mm. I mean, it was pretty darn amazing. And some of these were actually fairly large for a small, you know, 500, 600, 700 seat theaters.
Mm.
Always one screen. A lot of them, there were air domes and all that. This is the kind of stuff we're going to talk about tomorrow, though.
Sure.
That's at 10:30, runs till 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be at Oasis, which is at the center of Clayton. Now, how do you tell people, okay, here's where the center of Clayton is?
Oh, my gosh, if I had a nickel for every time I had that question. No, so our address is 50 Gay Avenue. It is the Clayton Community Center, essentially. So the city of Clayton, and we are located on the second floor. So if you walk in and you don't see a sign, you just go ahead and ask the front desk, and we will. They'll get you up to our classrooms.
Now, this is very different than the programs I do at the Missouri History Museum in a theater. This is in a classroom.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And, there could be 10 people, it could be 15 people, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can handle a few more. Maybe some people would like to join us tomorrow. Can they still do it?
Absolutely. Yeah, the registration is available online, or again, at that phone number, give us a call and come on in. And worst comes to worst, you just pop on in. We can get you registered on the spot.
We're happy to do it. Just get there a little before 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
Go to get in. That's tomorrow. There's free parking. It's easy to park. It's easy to find. The number again is area code 314-862-4859. 862-4859, and you'll want extension 24. Just leave your message. If nobody answers it, they'll be glad to get right back to you. How many locations are there beside the for Oasis in the St. Louis area?
A great question. So our main house is, if you will, is the center of Clayton. That's where a lot of our programs run. And we also have a great partnership with a living facility in Clayton. So I would say a quick 7-minute drive from the city of Clayton, called the Clarendale. And it's a residence, and they have a beautiful campus, and they allow us to do some classes in there as well. And a great spot. We have some, we're looking to actually bring some more locations across to different areas. So we're looking to go out a little bit full steam ahead in Chesterfield and even down in Webster moving forward. So keep your eyes peeled. We're going to be all over.
Clarendale, that's a big, tall building there that's been built at Hanley and Clayton Road. Is Keith still there, I think?
He sure is.
Yeah. Keith Kohler?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a delight to work with.
He used to work right in this building on the second floor.
Really?
When he was Creative Producers Group.
Wow, what a small world. Yeah, he does a lot of their programming. He's a delight.
Yeah, he is. A great guy. Famous Bar was the first location, I think, in St. Louis, downtown.
You are right. Yeah, Oasis has been around. Actually, this is our 40th year.
Oh, my.
So we had a big old celebration down at the Missouri History Museum this past November. Mm-hmm. But we're celebrating all year long. So we're really excited about that. And exactly as you said, it was at the Famous Bar.
Yep, I was there for some of those early classes. I did some. It really seems like it was a long time. That seems like it is. Now, what about the program schedule as far as the name of this schedule, Eric? Yeah. What is the thing called? It's the...
Oh, sure, the Architecture Rebuilding Your Foundation. So that is our theme for this year.
Wait a minute. Architecture Rebuilding Your Foundation. How interesting. So it's more than real architecture.
Absolutely. So we like to program in themes annually.
Sure.
So, this past fall when we were thinking about what really would be a great focus and a great kind of cornerstone for all the programming that we want to do this year. And I feel like with COVID and everyone kind of we're all slowly peeking out from behind our quarantines. I feel like architecture was such a natural fit. So architecture in, the physical sense, right, with buildings and neighborhoods, things of that nature, but also the idea of kind of rebuilding what life looks like after, we've all been quarantining. Life has really shifted and kind of putting back the pieces and the scaffolding of, what 2023 can look like. So.
And John Gunther is going to be there talking about actual architecture. Mm-hmm. I know he's really a great guy. Really, he is really an expert on art history. It's an amazing fellow.
Absolutely. One of the classes he's teaching several and is actually going to be featured in a class about really important St. Louis architects. But he was the designer of the building, the Chaffetz Arena at St. Louis University's campus. So he's doing a class about how he designed it, why he designed it the way it is, and that's one we're really excited about.
Yeah, people will really enjoy him. I've got three more programs, and I don't remember what they are at this point. I know they're there. I really don't. I don't. But I know. I have three more programs, but I'm worried about it. I want to get people there tomorrow. How many people do you think will show up tomorrow? Do you have any idea, or have you...
That's a great question. So we have some joining virtually as well as in person.
Good.
So also something to note is, we have some people who, due to either inability to, find some reliable transportation, or maybe their just knees are hurting, who knows, people who want to join virtually, get all the same perks of the class and all the information, but don't necessarily want to do the drive-in. So that's also something to note. Pretty much all of our programs at Oasis are what we call hybrid, meaning that they're available for registration in person and online. I mean, it's pretty flexible. So in total, I would say we have about 20 signed up for tomorrow. I'd say probably a 50-50 split, some in person, some some joining online. And the best part is it's pretty flexible. So if you wake up one day and think, oh, heck, I want to get out there and be in the classroom, you can, and vice versa. If you wake up and it's snowy, you want to stay home, you can do the same.
Interesting. Now, so tomorrow you might attend. Is there a special for KMOX listeners?
Absolutely. Yes, there is. So we have a 20% discount for all new users. It's called, the coupon code is KMOX2023. So again, KMOX2023, and it's 20% off for all new Oasis users.
Now, the class sizes are, I guess, still limited because of COVID restrictions. How many people would be the maximum?
So we had a spring preview, and we actually were able to fit a lot more in there than I think we all anticipated getting in. But generally, we keep our class sizes around 20 to 30.
Yeah, well, the spring preview, I was there, that's right.
You sure were?
Yeah, that
you
was
sure
a lot were? Of fun. That was very interesting.
It was, yeah, a lot of cookies and coffee and a lot of fun.
Oh, yes. Delicious cookies, as a matter of fact. Did you bake those cookies yourself?
No, I did not, but if you want to give me the credit, I won't fight you on it.
Okay. Maria Sanbothi from Oasis is here. We'll come right back. This is Johnny Rabbit at KMOX at your service. Yes, Johnny Rabbit, we're at your service. Marissa Sanbothi from Oasis is here. Ryan, step up to the microphone, young man. Ryan is an electrician.
Yes, hi.
He's your official guide, Marissa?
He sure is, yeah. He sure is.
You're with Local One.
I am, IBW Local One. I'm an apprentice there, and I'm just here for moral support, helping Marissa out.
Afterwards, you're going to the Science Center?
We are. We're having a true St. Louis weekend.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It'll be a fun day.
Now, what's there?
There's a hockey exhibit, and I do not know if that's fact. We saw a billboard for it earlier this year, so I hope it's still running. But we wanted to check it out. So have a nice, fun St. Louis day.
And Marissa, yesterday you did something special.
I did. I took a tour of the Fox, which was my first time doing it. Just a special experience to go back and to see backstage and the dressing rooms and. To be on stage, it felt really wild to look at. Empty seats, but still lots of seats. Intimidating nonetheless.
Yes. Well, it has to be for a lot of people to come out and see that. It's so much bigger than like the New York theaters. A lot of people think that theaters in New York City are going to be big like the Fox. Mm-hmm. They're not. They're very small.
Mm-hmm.
But they're very, very nice nonetheless.
Sure.
But it's great to see, and it's a great treasure of St. Louis. And you know, all the theaters that used to be on Grand.
Yeah, absolutely. There were so many that I learned a lot of Fox facts I can throw at you now. I didn't know this, but there is one that is built an exact replica. Actually, the Fox was built after it, so I suppose the Fox itself is the replica, but it's up in Detroit.
Yeah. It's bigger than the St. Louis Fox by 10 seats.
Really? No way, 10 seats.
There was an Oakland Fox, a San Francisco Fox, a Brooklyn Fox, and William Fox. William Fox's first theater still exists in St. Louis. Really? He wasn't the first owner of it. It's now called the Sun Theater. Grandel Square.
I was going to say, I am not sure.
From the Grand Arts Academy, just go a little bit west. It's a theater. There's not even a sign outside anymore because it's just used by the school, the Arts Academy. And it originally was a German language theater called the Victoria. And then later on, it became, when World War One started, it opened in 1913. So by the time World War One started, things that were German were not so popular at that time. So they quickly stopped that and became the Liberty Theater. And then it was the Fox Liberty Theater, owned by William Fox, who he and his wife would later on build the fabulous Fox Theater in St. Louis. Other theaters in there, there's St. Louis Theater, is now Powell Hall. Mm-hmm. And where they're putting the new entrance to Powell Hall, right at what was Lucas, now Samuel Shepherd Drive, that vacant lot, was originally the Grand Central Theater. Mm-hmm. Later, the new Grand Central, the Odeon Theater, was a little farther north than Bell. Symphony used to play there before they built the Kiel Opera House. There was the Schubert on Grand between Lindell and West Pine. There was the Empress in the 3600 block of Olive. Mm-hmm. There was a theater actually before the Fox at the same location, 517 North Graham. That was the Midway Theater.
Really?
And it was in part of, they used a section of the Grand Avenue Presbyterian Church for this very small theater. So, and I'm sure I've been, the Missouri Theater, the On God Arts Hotel.
Absolutely.
That's in the
right
Missouri
down the street.
Theater office building. The theater itself has been torn down. So that was it was originally called, before Grand Central, the Grand White Way. Because I mean, that was it. I mean, those were even more, there weren't that many theaters in downtown St. Louis as there were at that Grand and Oliverium. So I'm glad you got to see it. It's fun to see these places.
It was incredible. I learned too that the Fox even, I mean, years and years ago was at risk of being torn down. And obviously there's been, you know, a loss of all those picture theaters. And it's just, it's wild to think about. I'm just so grateful that that's still there and captures so much history.
Now, we just hope it'll be there for the future. There's still controversy going on. Who owns what? Mm. If somebody owns the land that doesn't own the building.
Oh, that is sticky business.
And they say that their long, long-term lease is, I think, up this year or next year.
Oof.
Or very soon. And what are they going to do? And the people who own the land want to take over the theater. And people who operate the theater want to continue operating the theater, but not necessarily the land. So I think it's a complex issue. I hope it gets resolved for the betterment of St. Louis.
Absolutely. I hope we get to keep it.
Oh, I hope so. And then another program I just thought of, one that I'm going to be doing for Oasis, is going to be about playwriting.
Sure.
And being a critic or a reviewer, how to write commercial copy for radio or television or newspapers, and that's all with writing. And the key to writing, everybody will tell you the same thing. Write. Just start writing. Don't think about, I'm going to do it someday. Just start writing. Write down a paragraph or a few words, and all of a sudden it can be built up. And another thing that I asked a person who's involved in theater in New York City, I'm going to be talking about being a critic, and she said, everybody's a critic. So that's the truth. So no matter what, everybody that's going to be sitting in that theater will have a critique of that show. So that'll be a program on a date that I have no idea when it is, but it'll be in the near future.
Yes. Well, that's, again, a great reason to visit our website. Check out the date and some other good programs,
I'll have to do
too.
That so I know when to show up.
Dangle the carrot.
And I know to show up tomorrow, of course.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, 10:30 till 11:30. The number, if you'd like to join us for our theater tour tomorrow. It's sort of a virtual tour. You can do it by Zoom or you can do it in person at Oasis at the center of Clayton. And just call this number, 314-862-4859. 862-4859, extension 24. I assume you work on a regular basis with Juliette Simone?
I sure do. Yeah, she's our chief program officer and my supervisor.
And Amy Newman?
Yep, she's our registrar. We all share the same little office. It's fun to work with everyone.
Paul Weiss, is he in that building too, or is he?
He is not. He's out of our Borman office, which is for our institute, so more of like the national facing office, but he makes lots of stops in, and actually he's going to be instructing one of our programs.
Great.
This year, this spring as well. So he's teaching a class. He is a psychologist by trade.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. PhD in psychology. So he will be teaching a class on purpose in retirement.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Oasis is what we're talking about. Marissa Sanbothe and her friend have been with us this afternoon. Thank you both very much for being here.
Thank you, Johnny, for having us.
You're welcome. See you tomorrow, I hope.
See you then.
Okay. This is Johnny Rabbit at your service in KMOX. This is Johnny Rabbit. We're at your service. Marissa Sanbothe from Oasis is here. Ryan, step up to the microphone, young man. Ryan is an electrician.
Yes. Hi.
He's your official guide, Marissa?
He sure is. Yeah. He sure is.
You're with Local 1.
I am. IBW Local 1. I'm an apprentice there, and I'm just here for moral support, helping Marissa out.
Afterwards, you're going to the Science Center?
We are. We're having a true St. Louis weekend.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It'll be a fun day.
Now, what's there?
There's a hockey exhibit, and I do not know if that's fact. We saw a billboard for it earlier this year, so I hope it's still running. But, we wanted to check it out, so have a nice, fun St. Louis day.
And Marissa, yesterday you did something special.
I did. I took a tour of the Fox, which was my first time doing it, an absolute, just a special experience to go back and to see backstage and the dressing rooms and... To be on stage, it felt really wild to look at. Granted, the empty seats, but still lots of seats, intimidating nonetheless.
Yes, well, it has to be for a lot of people who come out and see that. It's so much bigger than like the New York theaters. A lot of people think that theaters in New York City are going to be big like the Fox. Mm-hmm. They're not. They're very small, but they're very, very nice nonetheless.
Sure.
But it's great to see, and it's a great treasure of St. Louis. And you know, all the theaters that used to be on Grand.
Yeah, absolutely. There were so many that I learned a lot of Fox facts I can throw at you now. I didn't know this, but there is one that is built an exact replica. Actually, the Fox was built after it, so I suppose the Fox itself is the replica. But it's up in Detroit.
Yeah, it's bigger. than the St. Louis Fox by 10 seats.
Really? No way, 10 seats.
There was an Oakland Fox, a San Francisco Fox, a Brooklyn Fox, and William Fox. William Fox's first theater still exists in St. Louis. Really? He wasn't the first owner of it. It's now called the Sun Theater, Grandel Square.
I was going to say, I'm not sure.
From the Grand Arts Academy, just go a little bit west. It's a theater. There's not even a sign outside anymore because it's just used by the school, the Arts Academy. And it originally was a German language theater called the Victoria. And then later on, it became, when World War I started, it opened in 1913. So by the time World War I started, things that were German were not so popular at that time. So they quickly stopped that and became the Liberty Theater. And then it was the Fox Liberty Theater, owned by William Fox, who he and his wife would later on build the fabulous Fox Theater in St. Louis. Other theaters in there, there's St. Louis Theater, is now Powell Hall. And where they're putting the new entrance to Powell Hall, right at what was Lucas, now Samuel Shepherd Drive, that vacant lot, that was originally the Grand Central Theater. Mm-hmm. Later, the new Grand Central, the Odeon Theater, was a little farther north than Bell. Symphony used to play there before they built the Kiel Opera House. There was the Schubert on Grand between Lindell and West Pine. There was the Empress in the 3600 block of Olive. Mm-hmm. There was a theater actually before the Fox at the same location, 517 North Graham. That was the Midway Theater.
Really?
And it was in part of, they used a section of the Grand Avenue Presbyterian Church for this very small theater.
So
and I'm sure I've been, oh, the Missouri Theater, the Missouri, the Angad Arts Hotel.
Absolutely.
That's in the
right
Missouri Theater Office Building. The theater itself has been torn down. So that was the, it was originally called before Grand Central, the Grand White Way. Because, I mean, that was it. I mean, those were even more, there weren't that many theaters in downtown St. Louis as there were at that Grand and Olive area. So I'm glad you got to see it. It's fun to see these places.
It was incredible. I learned too that the Fox even, I mean, years and years ago was at risk of being torn down. And obviously there's been, you know, a loss of all those picture theaters. And it's just, it's wild to think about. I'm just so grateful that that's still there and captures so much history.
Now, we just hope it'll be there for the future. There's still controversy going on. Who owns what?
Mm.
If somebody owns the land that doesn't own the building.
Oh, that is sticky business.
And they say that their long-term lease is, I think, up this year or next year.
Oof.
Or very soon. And what are they going to do? And the people who own the land want to take over the theater. And people who operate the theater want to continue operating the theater, but not necessarily the land. So it's a complex issue. I hope it gets resolved for the betterment of St. Louis.
Absolutely. I hope we get to keep it.
Oh, I hope so. And then another program I just thought of, one that I'm going to be doing for Oasis, is going to be about playwriting.
Sure.
And being a critic or a reviewer, or how to write commercial copy for radio or television or newspapers. And that's all with writing. And the key to writing, everybody will tell you the same thing. Write. Just start writing. Don't think about, oh, I'm going to do it someday. Just start writing. Write down a paragraph or a few words, and all of a sudden it can be built up. And another thing that I asked a person who's involved in theater in New York City, I'm going to be talking about being a critic, and she said, everybody's a critic. So that's the truth. So no matter what, everybody that's going to be sitting in that theater will have a critique of that show. So that'll be a program on a date that I have no idea when it is, but it'll be in the near future.
Yes. Well, that's, again, a great reason to visit our website. Check out the date and some other good programs.
I'll have to do
too.
That so I know when to show up.
Dangle the carrot.
And I know to show up tomorrow, of course.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, 10:30 till 11:30. The number, if you'd like to join us for our theater tour tomorrow, it's sort of a virtual tour. You can do it by Zoom or you can do it in person at Oasis at the center of Clayton. And just call this number, 314-862-4859. 862-4859, extension 24. I assume you work on a regular basis with Juliette Simone?
I sure do. Yeah, she's our chief program officer and my supervisor.
And Amy Newman?
Yep, she's our registrar. We all share the same little office. It's fun to work with everyone.
Paul Weiss, is he in that building too, or is he?
He is not. He's out of our Borman office, which is for our institute, so more of like the national-facing office, but he makes lots of stops in. And actually, he's going to be instructing one of our programs
great.
This spring as well. So he's teaching a class. He is a psychologist by trade.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. PhD in psychology. So he will be teaching a class on purpose and purpose in retirement.
Oh, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Oasis is what we're talking about. Marissa Sanbothe and her friend have been with us this afternoon. Thank you both very much for
being here. Thank you, Johnny, for having us.
You're welcome. See you tomorrow, I hope.
See you then.
Okay. This is Johnny Rabbit at your service in KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.